The following has been produced by the Center for Faith and Enterprise. We recommend you not listen while driving or doing anything else that requires your full attention. Instead, find a quiet time and place when you can listen without distraction. Today is Wednesday, the fourth day of Holy Week. It is the day before Jesus is to be arrested. The passage comes from the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 14, verses 3 to 9. Listen. While Jesus was at Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at the table, a woman came in with an alabaster jar of very costly ointment of nard, and she broke open the jar and poured the ointment on his head. But some were there who said to one another in anger, "Why was this ointment wasted in this way? For this ointment could have been sold for more than 300 denarii, and the money given to the poor." And they scolded her. But Jesus said, "Let her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has performed a good service for me. For you always have the poor with you, and you can show kindness to them whenever you wish. But you will not always have me. She has done what she could. She has anointed my body beforehand for its burial. Truly I tell you, whenever the good news is proclaimed in the whole world, what she has done will be told in remembrance of her." Here's the way I hear the story. Jesus is having dinner with his disciples. They apparently do not grasp the implications of the looming crisis. Jesus appears to be alone in the knowledge of his impending death. A mysterious woman enters the room. In your imagination, picture her walking past the table, behind the disciples, and silently approaching Jesus with an alabaster jar containing fragrant ointment that is normally used for anointing the bodies of the dead. She breaks open the jar and begins to anoint Jesus. The smell of the ointment fills the room. The disciples are offended, but Jesus comes to her defense. She appears to be the only one, besides Jesus, who is aware of what Jesus is facing. She has come to anoint him for burial. Jesus is in a lonely and disquieting situation. He will be arrested on the next evening, and on the following day, tortured and crucified. And yet the disciples seem to be oblivious to all this. It must mean a great deal to Jesus to have at least one person see and acknowledge the burden that he is carrying. There can be times when we ourselves carry burdens of which no one else is fully aware, and this can be true of the people around us as well. And yet, no matter how strong we are, it can be of enormous help and encouragement to have at least one person who recognizes and appreciates our challenges. In some ways, Jesus was very alone in his suffering. What do you think the actions of the woman meant to him? When you are carrying a heavy burden, to whom can you turn? Do you think turning towards God in prayer might help? Do you think it might have helped Jesus? Take a few minutes to think about the people you know who might be suffering silently right now. Is there someone who might appreciate an expression from you that acknowledges the burden that they are carrying and perhaps expresses support or sympathy? Pray about this for a few minutes and see who comes to mind.